The barbarian tribes of Rome. The Sarmatians. The end of the Sarmatian. And the Sarmatian period ends in a very similar way as the Scythians did, with the vast migration of the Goths from Scandinavia and Eastern Europe. They swept the Black Sea area westward and either destroyed entire tribes or integrated tribes who were conquered on their way. As mentioned before, the Suromanti ended with the arrival and conquest assimilation of them by the Suraches and the Arosi in the 5th to 4th century BCE. The Suraches vanished after the Bosporan conflict of 193 AD, perhaps assimilated by the Arosi. And the Arosi would end on the arrival of the Alans in the Black Sea area in the mid-1st century AD, being conquered and assimilated by them. The Agassi and the Roxolani, who had crossed the Don well before the Alans arrived, survived some conflicts with the Roman Empire, but were ultimately assimilated into the empire between the 3rd and 4th centuries AD, who then used their territories as a natural barrier against the hordes of Gothic invaders. This act established Dacia and Pannonia as the land of the Danubian Sarmatians, where they maintained some degree of cultural identity and autonomy, but were regarded as part of the Roman Empire. By the mid-5th century AD, both tribes were conquered and assimilated into the Huns. Lastly, the Alans were driven out of their position and dominance over the northern Black Sea area when the Gothic peoples arrived in the first half of the 3rd century AD. This moment marked the beginning of a process that scattered the various Alanic tribes, which constituted the Alanic Federation decades before the invasion of the Goths. By the time the Gothic invasions or migrations into the Black Sea area, the first split occurred, and some Alans stayed with the Gothic people and were assimilated by them, while the other larger group of Alans retreated to the east of the Don River. The Goths, who since the 1st century AD had been migrating in waves from their ancestral lands in Scandinavia to Central and Eastern Europe, were in the 4th century divided amongst two major groups, the Visigoths and the Ostrogoths. The Visigoths, who were Roman federati, similar to a vassal, occupied the area of the Danube River, while the Ostrogoths, who had much more contact with the Huns, occupied the North Black Sea coast. These peoples had already assimilated the majority of the Sarmatian communities that lived in the Black Sea area, either politically, in the sense that some tribes were under the rule of Gothic kings, or demographically, where they integrated most of the ethnic Sarmatians into their own cultural group. Part of the Alans who managed to escape west at the time of the Hunnic arrival into the Black Sea would have found all types of tribes, including Goths and other Germanic tribes. In 378, we know that a group of Alans participated in the Battle of Adrianople on the side of the Visigothic revolt against the Romans. This battle resulted in the victory for the Visigoths thanks to the swift action of the Alanic cavalry, which not only intercepted the Roman cavalry but also flanked the Roman infantry, allowing the Visigothic infantry to engage more easily with the Roman battle line. This Gothic and Alanic victory would start the beginning of the end of the hegemony of the Roman Empire in Europe, as the defeat of Adrianople was, at the time, the worst Roman defeat since the Battle of Edessa against the Persian Sassanids in 260 AD. The last semi-autonomous Alanic group that we have a record of is one which crossed the Rhine with the Germanic Vandals and Suebi and managed to reach Spain and North Africa, at which point they were assimilated by the Vandals. In 418, Ataces, the Alanic king, was killed in battle against the Visigoths. The surviving Alans appealed to Gundric, the Vandal king, to accept the crown of the Alans. He agreed and adopted the use of the title Rex Validorum et Alanorum as a way of demonstrating his control over the Alanic people that still lived with the Vandals. In the 4th century AD, a confederation of nomadic peoples, the Huns, was coming from the east into the Black Sea area. They were much more numerous than any Sarmatian or Gothic tribal confederation that lived there. They apparently operated with vicious cruelty and were formidable mounted warriors that relied on their powerful horse archers to inflict heavy casualties to infantry forces before they engaged them. The threat of the Huns posed to the Goths made them migrate into the Roman Empire together with some of the Alans. However, other Alanic tribes managed to coexist to an extent with the Hunnic people. This, however, wouldn't last long, and in the late 4th century AD, the remaining Alans that still lived in the Black Sea region were conquered by the Huns, either being killed or assimilated. Unfortunately, we don't have any type of information on how the battles between the Alans and the Huns were conducted or where they took place. The Alans, under Hunnic rule, would accompany them in their ravaging of the Roman Empire in the 5th century AD under the rule of Attila the Hun. Eventually, the Alans would become so assimilated into the Huns that classical historians could no longer make a distinction between the two. The ones who managed to survive went with the Goths, traveling further west to merge with the Vandals and the Suebi, or were integrated into the Roman Empire. The arrival of the Huns in the 4th century AD permanently marked the end of the Alans as a confederation and as a social unit. Only one of the scattered Alanic tribes managed to survive the Hunnic invasion and maintain some semblance of cultural identity, who were those who fled south of the Caucasus Mountains and managed to survive to the modern day in the form of Ostians. The demise of the Alans marked the end of the Indo-Iranian domination of the northern Black Sea area, but the remains of their presence would be preserved throughout historical artifacts and writings from primary sources. Today, we cannot only admire their material culture and artistic output in museums and expositions, but we can also continue to write about their history so that they may never be entirely lost. So that is the end of the Sarmatians. And as you can see, since we're used to thinking of the Roman Empire, of the Germanic tribes coming down into Rome, Germanic tribes were sweeping across, picking up all of these other cultures in that region before heading down. We will be heading next to the Celts. Now, the source for this, The Germanic People, Their Origin, Expansion, and Culture by Owens, Civilization of the Celts by Launay, Civilization of the Steppes by Conrad. So I hope you enjoyed that. And as always, don't forget to come by the website, sumahistorica.com or historyaccordingtobob.com, and ask a question, leave a comment, check out our merchandise, and if you like what we're doing, please feel free to support us. Thank you very much.